Thank you.
And we'll move to number 27 on our agenda, license sales report from Director Kirschman.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and you shall have some handouts in your booklet there. In respect to license sales, I'll make this fairly quick. Not a lot of changes from last month again, but go over a couple of highlights for you in respect to hunting and fishing license sales. The first page there for you is combination licenses. Looking at that, not a lot of change from last month, and looking this year compared to last year, the three-year average, pretty much on course where we have been. Very, very similar for combination licenses. The second page has habitat stamp information. Things look very promising and very strong right there. You look at, compared to last year at this time, almost 6,000 more at this particular time. And looking at our three-year average, certainly about very similar, about 6,000 more. So that's very encouraging. Again, that's, remember, every individual in a given year buying hunting and fishing licenses has to obtain a habitat stamp. So a lot of things have taken place there, and being ahead by 6,000 means that we also have overall strong license sales for the license year to begin with, again, for both hunting and fishing licenses. Third page is small game licenses. Again, as we talked about last month, not the time of the year where we're really seeing a high number of change or volume influx for small game license sales, but the key here, just want to articulate again, license sales for both small game at resident and non-resident levels are strong. When you look at those combined, where we are today compared to last year at this time, we're basically ahead by about 4,500 to 5,000 licenses, and a lot of that can be attributed to the fantastic pheasant hunting season that we had this last year going into the month of January there as well. So again, things look very strong right there, and we'll really over the next 3 months be watching that more closely as we go into the fall. The next page, fishing licenses, again, doing well. This is one area where I'll just point out a couple of particulars that are of interest. When you look at the resident annual fishing licenses, we're up in the resident sales for those annuals. That's a key fishing license sale that we have in from our anglers. Most of them buy either the annual fishing license or they buy a combination fishing or a combination license. So those are looking really good. The one of interest that is down just a little bit from the non-resident perspective is that three-day fishing license. And the annual is down just a little bit, but very close to where it was last year at this time as well. Again, some of those are still going to be contributed to the shortened ice fishing season that we had. And it's always a little bit hard to make up some of those numbers as we go into the open water fishing seasons. That all being said, though, when we look at residents, non-residents combined, comparing to last year, and three-year trend, things still look very, very positive and very strong and going very well. So those are all numbers that we'll continue to watch and look at. But what we do know is fishing has been fantastic across the state. We continue to get the word out and would anticipate that those license sales will only remain strong, if not get stronger. The next page, big game license sales, a lot of numbers and information there. What I'm just going to basically share with you is if you look at the bar graph below, and there's a lot of colors and a lot of lines, what I would just ask you to do is take a perspective. I'm just going to pull one of them out. Look at the green bar, which is Custer elk applications. I'm just going to use that as an example. What I'm offering to you in this particular page is a summary. Big game license sales and applications remain strong and a high level of interest. So looking at the green bars, when you go from the bottom is 2021 to the top set of bars is 2024, you see that steady incline or increase of interest there in applications. And if you compare all of those bars, you see that same type of trend. There's a continued increased or a continued growth of interest, which results in the increased level of applications. And so what the graph really tells you is that interest is high for big game applications in South Dakota. Whether we're talking about elk, whether we're talking about turkey licenses, and so on and so forth, interest is high when it comes to big game hunting opportunities. And if you go to the next page, there's a couple of those broken out bighorn sheep applications, that top left graph. If you just look at both the red and the blue, you see that same trajectory, that continue to be increased, and folks have that high interest in that. The bottom graph there, spring Black Hills turkey licenses purchased. Again, for the Black Hills, those are over-the-counter. There is not a limited number draw. And you can see that in 2024, compared to the previous 3 years, we did have that where the red bar exceeds the blue bar, and that is those non-resident licenses being obtained by turkey hunters. And that was even mentioned in one of the comments yesterday during the open forum. So you can see that right there on the graph. And again, articulating the fact that people have a high interest of hunting in South Dakota and the great opportunities that we provide. And I'm sure that will be a conversation going into the future as well. The last page there for you is the where we are right now with Hunt for Habitat raffle sales. This continues to move forward. We're continuing to push this out there to our hunters, both residents and non-residents. Right now we're at about $160,000, $170,000 worth of sales. You can see it broken down there. That push continues. Nick does a great job through our communication shop of getting the word out. And we would anticipate to see a bigger influx of additional sales coming up, especially with the open period right now for the combined deer drawing. Those are great reminders when people go onto the website about the Hunt for Habitat raffle that exists. And so we'll continue to see those roll in as well. So, Madam Chair and Commissioners, that's a quick overview of license sales. Things look really good. They're going strong. Great opportunities out there. Fishing is going very well across the state, except when the wind decides to blow 45 miles an hour and the walleye chop becomes just too choppy. And we're excited about habitat conditions out there. I know as we were visiting last night, Deputy Secretary Simpson even made the comment. He goes, holy cow, how tall is the grass as you come down here, right? And it looks fantastic. And so habitat conditions are good. We would anticipate great production from pheasant standpoint, great production from a deer standpoint as those fawns are hitting the ground, and just look forward to see how the rest of the summer plays out for that. So, Madam Chair, that's a quick overview, and I would sure try to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you, sir. Any questions for Director Kirschman or comments? Commissioner Cole.
Hey, just a clarification. When are the Hunt for Habitat raffles, when are they done?
Nick, remind me. Jump the room. Is it July 1st?
I think they draw it July 15th.
Yes, I think it's.
So they draw July 15th. So that and the raffle ends like just before that, I would assume.
Yeah. Yep.
The 10th. Okay. I'm just trying to get people that are listening to look at where their odds are going to be better and their chance will also.
Better than the normal elk draw.
Yeah. Answers, how's that?
Very good. Additional questions or comments? Commissioner Bees.
Little off the subject, going back to yesterday on the non-residents and coon hunting. Has the department ever looked into doing like a non-resident event license to where if they held one of these coon events instead of putting the non-resident hunting year-round, could we sell a license like that to where if they wanted to have one of these competitions, we could just sell it for that competition for the non-residents that come?
Madam Chair, so Commissioner Beast, you're asking the concept almost like a special event type license. That's a great question. In respect to this type of event, I don't recall us having any type of particular conversation about something like that. When we do issue special event permits, it's technically for the event to take place. It's not for the individuals because the individuals are still required if it's a fishing tournament that they have their own fishing license, for example, for a tournament. So that's something that we could have that conversation about, see if that's even a possibility. I'm not even sure we would have the authority to do something like that as well, or if that would have to be a new license created and with some additional authorities. So I appreciate that question. We can have some more look into that and see if that's even an option to consider.
Thanks.
Very good. Additional questions or comments? Seeing none, thank you for that report. All looks good in our state. And with that, it's time for the solicitation of agenda items. If any of the commissioners have anything they'd like to have considered at a future meeting, now would be the time to bring that up. Seeing none, oh, yes, Director.
not a special request, and I forgot to mention, I just wanted to extend a thank you to multiple people for the conversation and the completion of the land or own land elk licenses. Obviously, that was a big discussion, conversation at the legislative session. A lot of conversations between Secretary Roebling and Deputy Secretary Simpson, myself, with legislators on both sides. Great conversations with a lot of people outside. Our staff did a great job pulling information together, doing meetings with landowners and groups and individuals, and it was a long process, but one of those items that we saw and identified as something important moving forward with elk hunting, elk management in South Dakota. So I just wanted to extend a thank you again to all of you for the conversations and the work that you did on that particular item as well. So thank you.
Very good, very good. And speaking of thank yous, again, as always, thank you to Team GFMP for everyone who put together information and updates for us and continuing to make all of this available to the public. That is important. So a big thank you there. Thank you to Commissioner Cole for your hospitality and the community of Yankton as they welcomed us with open arms. It's been a great 2 days, and we appreciate it very much. Before we adjourn, Secretary Roebling, any final thoughts?
Well, thank you, Madam Chair. And, yeah, I just want to echo those compliments. What a great welcoming from the city of Yankton. Commissioner Call, thank you so much, sir, for having us here at the NFAA Center. Beautiful facility. And I just want to thank all the staff at the Lewis and Clark area, Chief White Crane, Pearson Ranch, all that area is just phenomenal. I actually have had the privilege to camp there with my family the last day and a half, and it's been really a lot of fun. We are just super blessed to have such great opportunities here in southeastern South Dakota. And Jeff, the rest of the crew, Derek, the regional supervisor, what a fantastic opportunity for families in this area. 650 campsites, pristine campsites, and just the amount of day use opportunity. It's a recreational, outdoor recreational's dream, right? And thank you, staff, for all the work that you do in putting into that. So it is. It's a magical time of year. It's summer, and the kids are out of school. The fish are biting. The habitat work has begun. I will say I'm super excited about what pheasant numbers might look like here this fall. We are setting ourselves up to have a great pheasant hatch. We had some great precipitation, and conditions look perfect. We had great overwinter survival. So we're very, very optimistic about what's to come here in the next couple of months. License sales continue to be strong, and everybody get out and enjoy the great outdoors. There's so much to enjoy this time of year. Get out there on the boat, go catch some fish, wear a life jacket. We've had some unfortunate events here with our law enforcement section recovering some bodies in the drownings. But please, folks, be safe out there and have fun, create memories. And, we will see everybody in Sioux Falls here soon. July 11th is our next meeting. We're going to be doing some fun things there as well. Ribbon cutting at Palisades, ribbon cutting at our outdoor archery range at the Outdoor Campus East. It's a great, great time of year, and it's super proud of the team for all the accomplishments. So keep up the good work, Team GFNP, and thank you, Commission, for your dedication, for overseeing all the great things that we do. So very much appreciated, and safe travels home.
Very good. Thank you, Secretary. And as he mentioned, we'll be at Good Earth State Park July 11th and 12th. We look forward to seeing everybody there. With that, I do need a motion and a second to adjourn. Motion made by Commissioner Teal, seconded by Commissioner Beese. All those in favor of adjourning, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, we are adjourned.